Sometimes faith is as simple as sitting down and talking. In today's Dayton Youth Radio, Basim Blunt brings us a story of a father and son who did that. And then the son, Andrew Ward, wrote about it.
It's no secret that Andrew's father drank. But more than a year ago, everything changed.
My mom kicked my dad out April 27th, 2017. My father was an alcoholic for most of my life. He would come home from work and drink beer and rum until he passed out. My mother told my dad he had to complete 90 AA meetings in 90 days. He loved his family and was, and still is, well respected by the community. However, he could not resist the temptation of escaping reality by using alcohol.
All right, this is Drew Ward, and what is your name?
Jeremy Ward.
Last year around the spring, Mom kicked you out of the house. How did that make you feel?
It was by far one of the worst days of my life, understanding that at that point in time I had lost my family.
How much did alcoholism play a part of that?
Well, it had everything to do with being asked to leave, unfortunately. Some I had been struggling with for a long time, and things basically came to a head.
I got home from a lacrosse game and saw him passed out and slumped over on the couch. He was in his usual night attire, a t-shirt and underwear. I did not think anything of it until I picked up his cup. As soon as the rum hit my mouth, I spat it out. It left a burning and poignant sensation.
How long did you struggle with alcoholism?
I struggled with alcoholism all the way back when I was in high school. And I just kept drinking, was the life of the party. I never was mean or hateful. And then it just continued to get worse.
When Mom decided to finally get the divorce, how did that make you feel?
Devastated. Of course, I tried to talk her out of it. It really hurt and stung, and it still does. I mean, every day I wake up and I'm reminded that I have lost a marriage through this.
I was so upset with my earthly father, but mostly I loathed my heavenly father. Growing up, my family was religious. We attended church, and all of us had a relationship with Jesus. But I was young, and I did not know him on an intimate level. The situation with my parents allowed me to connect and feel the love of God on a personal level. After my parents split, my dad got better. He attended AA meetings every day. This, and talking to his sponsor, got his life back on track.
Once I entered the program called AA, I really understood that I had to give my life and my will over to a higher power who I choose to call God.
Did you end up completing the program?
I did. The program was 90 days of sobriety with 90 meetings, and I went to a total of 117 meetings in 90 days. I wouldn't trade where my life is right now. Obviously, I wish that my ex-wife, Heather, was still my wife. That is the one thing I wish still were true. I do miss my marriage, though, but I do know that God takes us through circumstances, and He will see me and my family through this.
Before we go, I just want to say that I'm proud of you and seeing you come so far. And I think I've learned a lot from you, and I think God has shown me a lot through you and just how He can change people's lives for the better. And I love you.
Love you too, Drew.
My dad went from someone who only lived to drink to someone who loves others. I had gone to church and believed in God, but now I trusted God and gave my whole self to Him. This year marks my dad being 1 year sober. This is an amazing feat because now I get to live with him and we are close. I tell him things that only my best friends know. For Dayton Youth Radio at Bellbrook, this is Drew Ward.
That's a story entitled Insert Smile Emoji, written and produced by Andrew Ward, a senior at Bellbrook High School. Special thanks to Andrew's teacher, Katie Bills Tenney. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.